This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
What is up, everybody? It is Tuesday afternoon. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Lots of news going on. If you're a regular listener to the show, you know I've been off. I've had a little bit of holiday break. Do not worry, everyone. We're going to get to everything this week, but I don't want to rush over the news that has transpired in the couple of weeks that I'm gone, certainly including the death of former President Jimmy Carter, his motorcade currently en route to the Navy Memorial, the state funeral of President Jimmy Carter underway as I speak. This afternoon, I'm going to discuss that in detail. What is Carter's legacy? Where does his presidency rank? I'm going to discuss all of that coming up on Thursday with a special guest co-host, Tom Paulswitz. He joins me every Thursday. Tom served in the Navy, so I think it's only fitting that I have that discussion with Tom. Very much looking forward to it. That's going to be on Wednesday. Tomorrow, I'm going to be talking about the fractures within MAGA. Specifically, we got some glimpses of this of late. The Elon Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy, HB1 visa blow up, I don't know, spat with the rest of MAGA that occurred over the holiday season. Certainly what happened with the government continuing resolution to keep the government funded, that whole event that happened right before I went on vacation. That, I think, portends of more to come. Again, Speaker Mike Johnson just squeaking by winning the speakership after a very, very long, long vote. All of these instances emblematic of potentially what is to come with MAGA holding all three, both houses of Congress and the presidency. So much to watch here. Of course, you've got Donald Trump engaging over the last few days in what I can only call distractionary tactics. I'm talking about the Panama Canal baloney, Greenland. what else? It's sort of not, the Gulf of America. All of this is distraction. You know, Donald Trump knows that we'll sort of follow the bouncing ball. And I think, again, distraction from the matters at hand and what's actually going on. That's going to be our job together, whether you're conservative, liberal, call yourself a Democrat or a Republican, an independent, to pay attention to what matters to you every day. I'm going to try to do that. Of course, I'm your friendly economist lawyer lady on the radio trying to break it all down and stitch it all together. And I will try to do that every day, not by paying attention to every single thing that happens, but the important stuff that happens. And of course, right here on Civic Media, we're all about real news and great conversation. And there was some real breaking news that came out just before I got on air, maybe about 1:42 p.m. So just about 20 minutes ago, 20, 25 minutes ago, the federal judge whom I have spent many a minute on this show talking about from the Southern District of Florida, one Aileen Cannon, grossly underqualified, demonstrably incapable of executing her duties with any amount of legal acumen, has just issued a ruling temporarily barring the Justice Department and Jack Smith from releasing a final report about the super secret spy document stealing case. Yes, Donald Trump stole our super secret spy documents, and when caught with his hand in the super secret spy documents cookie jar, refused to turn the super secret spy documents back, lied about it, forced the DOJ to raid Mar-a-Lago. She has now ruled that the Justice Department cannot release the final report about the super secret spy documents case that has been prepared by Jack Smith. In a brief ruling, the judge, who had, remember, dismissed the case in its entirety, prevented Mr. Smith from sharing his report outside of the Justice Department until a federal appeals court in Atlanta, which is now considering a challenge to her dismissal, makes a decision about how to handle the report. Again, Jack Smith, also the special prosecutor that investigated the Donald Trump insurrection case, which he requested and was granted a voluntary dismissal of. Also the case as to the super secret spy documents, of course, that having been dismissed by Judge Cannon up on appeal. So much going on here. She doesn't appear to have distinguished between the documents case, which actually was within Judge Cannon's jurisdiction, and the insurrection case, which has been under the oversight of Judge Tanya Chutkan in the federal court in Washington, D.C. And let's keep in mind, this is in line with a number of what legal experts, including myself, could only call eyebrow-raising decisions from Judge Cannon. Again, she can't even read case law correctly. She's misquoted baseline case law. She's missed just what lawyers would consider to be fundamental principles of federal investigatory powers, how we deal with confidential information in federal investigations. She's a mess, objectively. I don't care if you're a Trump fan or not. The woman doesn't belong in an Article III judgeship. She just isn't up to the task. And this is another very bizarre sort of ruling. And she has been overruled twice by a conservative, very conservative appeals court. That is the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta. So keep your eyes here. This is going to be one to watch. Of course, this is always interesting, given that like Bill Barr issued his own sort of whitewashed summary of the Mueller investigation, which had all manner of lies in it. Again, different rules for Donald Trump and MAGA than for everybody else, apparently. Very strange. So watch this space. We'll talk about it more as that case develops. I'm certainly interested in seeing what the 11th Circuit rules on Judge Cannon's fundamental underlying logic for the dismissal. That case, that dismissal, was not about presidential immunity, because, of course, the super secret spy documents case relates to Donald Trump's actions after he left the Oval Office, right, in dealing with our property as Americans. So that case and how the 11th Circuit views Judge Cannon's reasoning there is a space to watch, as is her efforts to keep these facts from the American public, right? The Supreme Court did some of the work in the immunity decision, but that didn't reach the super secret spy documents case because he wasn't president when he did those or allegedly committed those crimes. And her underlying rationale was that the special prosecutor's office itself and the funding mechanism for it are unconstitutional. Well, that certainly would be news to a lot of conservatives. And a lot of, you know, special prosecutors who have investigated Democratic presidents. So watch this space. I will keep you apprised. But that just breaking news just before I was coming onto the air, driving here to get to the studio to be with each and every one of you. I got Calvin on the board today. We got a big show planned for you. Let me give you the highlights. I want to start out by talking about the attacks in both Las Vegas and New Orleans. Because the response from certain politicians has been downright disturbing. What I find more concerning has been the failure of the media to report what has been out there and available. So, the legacy media, the big outlets, that the guy who killed himself and then exploded the Cybertruck outside of the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas was hardcore pro-Trump MAGA. Now, what's interesting is a number of the things that his alleged writings call out as problems in our country that again, purportedly his rationale for this horrendous act wouldn't otherwise support the MAGA platform. It's really interesting. So I'm going to go through those writings. There's a manifesto. There are also two separate writings that reportedly he sent or gave or were discovered after the Cybertruck explosion that are very unequivocal in his support for Donald Trump and the MAGA movement. Why the heck is that not getting talked about by legacy media, by the biggest media outlets? What was talked about in the days after that was that he wasn't anti-Trump, but that's totally misleading. He's very much or was very much pro-Trump. Let's talk about that, because the failure of big media to acknowledge that is really disturbing to me. So we're going to break all that down. We're going to talk about both of those attacks. We're going to talk about the response of an elected federal official to the New Orleans disaster, which I found absolutely shameful. And then in the second half of the show, there might be a little lighter discussion. Might talk a little bit about Beyonce Bowl. There was so much in that entertainment event. And I want to talk about this intersection between entertainers and athletes and social commentary and politics. I've broken down and researched all of the symbolism in Beyonce's Christmas gift to America, what was an absolutely fabulous performance. We got all that coming up. We might even get to some of my resolutions and yours. So keep yourself locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. We come back. Why the mainstream media's failure to tell you about the actual motivations of the Vegas truck bomber are so important to you and your family right here in Wisconsin. Keep it locked, everybody. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It's a lot of talking going on while I sing my song. Can you hear me? I said, do you hear me? Look at that, look at that now.
What's going on, everybody? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Join our conversations, because here we're all about real news and great conversation. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Let's get into what happened in Las Vegas and New Orleans over the holiday time period. When we look at what occurred in New Orleans, the perpetrator of the attack, a 42-year-old who is a U.S.-born citizen from Texas, who served in the Army, the response from the right was overwhelmingly to attack all immigrants. And I don't get that. The guy is a citizen. He himself was not an immigrant. It sits so wrong with me. And apparently this was an incredibly organized and well thought out attack. Also, this bit of reporting that has come out in the last 24-ish hours, he had on Google's Meta glasses, which is really creepy when he was like surveilling the areas. But there was so much lying from the right and metastasizing, manipulation of this case to reinforce these attacks on immigrants to our country. Is that attack really the right place for that commentary? Which, by the way, has no factual basis. I mean, you can cherry pick out incidents of terrible violence by immigrants. You can also pick out the vastly more in number incidents of terrible violence committed by U.S. citizens against U.S. citizens. So I don't get that. And this entire ridiculousness sort of distilled down to this one moment, which one is a visual moment, the other one is an audio moment that happened within hours of this attack. When 14 people were killed and the Sugar Bowl postponed. So let's take a listen. This is John Kennedy, not that one. If you're thinking, which John? No, not that one. No, the senator from Louisiana at a press conference with the FBI agent in charge, again, within hours of the attack. And I'm going to tell you the visual of what happens right before he starts speaking, because that's almost worse. But let's take a listen. This is just the quick one, Cal. Let's take a listen to how he was navigating this terrible tragedy and the deaths of his constituents.
Can I say something, Arthur? Tell me who you're with.
WDSU.
Okay, and CBS.
The NBC's over here on the right.
Oh, that's an unusual position.
I don't get it.
You wouldn't.
Say what? I just, the idea that you're going to make partisan jokes, that woman's probably from a local NBC affiliate. She's just doing her job. Just no class, no taste. Now, here's the visual that you are not able to see when I just play that. As he's saying this, Kennedy literally elbows the FBI agent in charge of this investigation, who happens to be a black woman, out of the way. And I mean, he doesn't like body check her, but you could, he kind of like gets in front of her and like, you know, get out of my way, lady. And this guy doesn't know squat, nothing, not a Zippo zilch, can't provide any useful info. Let's listen to a little bit of that first cut of Kennedy, if you don't mind, because he doesn't know anything. So why are you up there talking? You got to love it when politicians put themselves out there just to hear themselves talk when they don't have any information.
Just a final question here for not just people in Louisiana that are watching, but people coast to coast that are watching tonight. Are you getting the sense that there's any threat of any other potential attacks tonight on any other major cities?
I can't answer that. I can, but I won't.
Is New Orleans safe tonight?
Yes, but we're still in the process of tightening up security. We're still in the process doing everything that we possibly can. The governor's called out the National Guard. We've got more FBI coming. We've got Homeland Security people. We've got state
blah, blah, blah. You can wrap that up. The one thing that everybody needs to know, sir, you don't have any information on. And thank goodness that you elbowed out of the way Special FBI Assistant Special Agent in Charge, Althea Duncan, because I'm sure you know more than she does. While you politicize and make jokes when 14 of your constituents have died. And of course, this was all but prequel to reinvigorating the attack lines on immigrants. This guy wasn't an immigrant. He was a U.S. citizen who served in our armed forces. Shame. Absolutely ridiculous. When we come back, I'm going to turn to the Vegas attack and the utter failure of mainstream media to tell you what you should know about it and why that should be concerning to you right here in Wisconsin. I'll get there, I promise. Join our conversation, 844-75-CIVIC. That's 844-752-4842. We'll be back in just a moment. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Tell me what is. Land my bare feet on solid ground for years. They don't know how hard I had to fight for this. When I sang my song.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting.
Welcome back. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn, your friendly lawyer lady, economist on the radio, coming to you every day from 2 to 4 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, broadcasting on WAUK. That's my local outlet. You can always go get some fabulous AUK merch if you go to civicmedia.us up in the right-hand corner. We got a store if you're looking to update your wardrobe. Why not do it with some cool WAUK gear? That's 540 AM all across southeastern Wisconsin. But if you ain't in that region, don't worry. Just download that Civic Media app and you can take me in your pocket anywhere you go. The second half of this hour, I want to talk about what can only be described as a disturbing trend in the big media. I don't want to say mainstream. I just want big media. I talked briefly yesterday with Dom Salvia, the guy who's got that great show that follows mine every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6. He's my special guest on Mondays. We talked yesterday not just about January 6th, but also about the fact that the Washington Post spiked, in other words, rejected a cartoon from one of their Pulitzer Prize-winning political cartoonists that depicted a number of billionaire CEOs and companies prostrating themselves before Donald Trump. Showed Jeff Bezos, of course, owner of the Washington Post, offering up a big old bag of money to Donald Trump. It also included Meta boss Mark Zuckerberg, OpenAI chief executive Sam Altman, LA Times owner Patrick Soon-Shiong, and Mickey Mouse, of course, representing Disney and ABC, prostrate before a Trump colossus. Political cartoons are supposed to be sometimes very disturbing, impolite, even rude. That cartoon fit the bill. Tim Cook, Apple CEO, giving $1 million to Donald Trump's inauguration. I mean, you got Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough going down to Mar-a-Lago to make nice with the incoming press. All of this sort of explained by, well, he's going to be the next president, so we want to have a working relationship with the president. The man is an inveterate liar, a misogynist, a civilly convicted sexual assaulter, a fraudster, and convicted felon, a stealer of super secret spy documents, an inciter of a insurrection. Pardon that slip of the tongue. Generally speaking, that is not the list of characteristics or of qualities of someone that I find myself compelled to be kind to. Respectful because he's the president? Yes. Blistering in criticism? Also, yes. And meanwhile, I think it interesting that today the Washington Post published a cartoon by a very conservative cartoonist poking fun at Surgeon General Vivek Murthy's work over the course of the Biden administration on alcohol abuse and the tie between alcohol and cancer, on the negative impacts of social media on our kids, on the epidemic of loneliness and how it contributes to mental illness, the impacts of stress on our wellness. All of these things, worthy efforts. And Ramirez's cartoon, scathing. But should the WAPO put it out there? Of course they should. It's good political critique. I don't believe it's accurate or particularly meaningful, but okay. Why are all these media outlets losing their nerve? The Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, the New York Times, the LA Times. That is a concern. Being respectful doesn't necessitate obsequious niceness. In fact, being respectful requires being respectful, firstly, to the American public, an effort to get the facts right, to tell the truth about things, to correct when errors have been made, to apologize for those, something I always attempt to do. I don't get it right all the time. Get it wrong, I'll apologize. And all of that seems, at least in part, to be even more extraordinarily demonstrated by big media's complete failure to plainly state that the Cybertruck Vegas car bomber was an ardent pro-Trump MAGA guy. Not how it was reported. Not at all. In fact, the way it was first talked about was that he, quote, bore no ill will towards Mr. Trump. Not only did, why even say that if you don't have any information about it? And if you did have information about it, then you knew that he was not just no ill will, that he was pro-Trump. How do we know this? Two letters or statements that are apparently authored by the perpetrator of that crime, that domestic terror event. Here is some of the language. And let's be clear. A common thread between what happened in Vegas and New Orleans. These are former service members It appears serious PTSD, mental health problems, isolation. That is a problem that our country is facing. In fact, the Surgeon General is correct about that. Here's the language from the Cybertruck attackers or car bomb exploders. Didn't kill anybody, injured a bunch of people. Here's what he said. I'm not going to read the whole things, but just some excerpts. It basically follows along these lines. Time to wake up. We are being led by weak and feckless leadership who only serve to enrich themselves. Military and vets, move on DC starting now. Militias, facilitate and augment this activity. Occupy every major road along federal buildings and the campus of Fed buildings by the hundreds of thousands. Lock the highways down with semis right after everybody gets in. Hold until the purge is complete. Try peaceful means first, but be prepared to fight to get the Dems out of the Fed government and military by any means necessary. They all must go, and a hard reset must occur for our country to avoid collapse. I don't remember where in civics I learned about single party complete control and the removal of a second party from our democracy. Don't remember that as part of a healthy democratic process. That was statement one. Statement two. Greed and gluttony has consumed us. The top 1% decided long ago they weren't going to bring everyone else with them. You are cattle to them. We have strayed from family values and corrupted our minds. And I am a prime example of having it all but never enough. A lot of us are just sitting around waiting to die. No sunlight, no steps, no fresh air, no hope. Our children are addicted to screens by the age of two. Oh, apparently Surgeon General Vivek Murthy, correct about that. We are filling our bodies with processed foods. We must take these actions if we are going to make it past the next few years in one piece. We must end the war in Ukraine with negotiated settlement. It is the only way. Focus on strength and winning. Masculinity is good and men must be leaders. Never mind that equal protection clause. Strength is a deterrent and fear is the product. Weed out those in government and military who do not idealize number two. The income inequality in this country and cost of living is outrageous. I agree with him there. The number of homelessness on our street is embarrassing and disgusting. Have some pride and take care of this. Stop obsessing over diversity. We are all diverse, and DEI is a cancer. Thankfully, we rejected the DEI candidate and will have a real president instead of Weekend at Bernie's. We must move on from the culture of weakness and self-enrichment perpetuated by our senior political and military leaders. We are done with the blatant corruption. Our soldiers are done fighting wars without end or end states or clear objectives. Consider this the last sunset of 2024 and my actions the end of our sickness and a new chapter of health for our people. Rally around the Trump, Musk, Kennedy and ride this wave to the highest hegemony for all Americans. We are second to no one. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Here's why this matters to you, whether you're a Trump supporter or not. This context is important to understanding what happened in Las Vegas. The failure of big media to report it robs you of information that you should know. Now, can media cover every bit of context for every newsworthy event? Of course not. But his explicit support of the MAGA presidency and its ethos as the motivating reason behind what he did is essential to understanding what occurred. And it's essential to understanding where people's heads may be at. I mean, we talked about insurrectionists and people being manipulated. So much so through lies and a conspiracy that they stormed the Capitol, that they brought democracy to a standstill in our country yesterday on the four-year anniversary of January 6th. There's a through line between January 6th and what happened here. This explicit endorsement of violence and crushing of your opposition, which is can only be acknowledged as a constant theme from the incoming president. This is a through line, and it's a dangerous one. Now, you heard me call out some things that he got right in his letter. Greed has consumed us. The top 1% decided long ago they weren't going to bring everyone else with them. You are cattle to them. I agree with that. Why would we give the top 1% more tax cuts then? I wish this man was still with us. Let's have that discussion. Let's get you some help. Let's talk about facts. Let's engage in a democratic debate. Let's exercise our First Amendment rights. Let's criticize a president or presidents or policies. We're going to go to the phones and the text lines when we come back. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked to this important and critical discussion about how the failures of big media are keeping the information that you need to understand the world from you. More when we come back right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Blackbird fly into the light of a dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
Learn to fly.
All your life waiting for this moment to arise.
You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were
only. You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn, your friendly lawyer, lady, and economist right here across the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us. We are talking about why the nicening up of big media, the bowing of the knee, whether by billionaires or the media outlets they know to the incoming president, is not good for any of us. I don't care if you're a Trump supporter or not. The entire purpose of media is to hold the powerful, including the billionaire class, including politicians, accountable. And the fact that the Vegas Cybertruck bomber was very pro-Trump, though clearly confused as to what Donald Trump has done for the middle class and promises to do for the billionaire class yet again, is deeply unfortunate. Kurt from Madison says this on the text line, media no longer doing their job because of money, money, money. Agreed, Kurt. Angie from Monroe, could you imagine coming to America right now on vacation from another country? Very scary. All the hate. Matt from Middleton says people are falling for the tactics of divide and conquer by the American oligarchs. Republicans do not have solutions, so they stick to dividing us. Trump is picking fights while China makes new friends in the BRICS. Not sure if I understand that one. Listen, I will say this. I know conservatives who do care deeply about solutions and doing better for the middle class. They're not the conservatives that are getting elected right now. And even the conservatives that are elected, their price for getting elected is personal fealty and loyalty to the MAGA movement and Donald Trump. That does not bring about good public policy. And the fact that Donald Trump is doing the billionaire class's bidding, of which he is a part of, and that he has more billionaires on his cabinet than ever before in American history, this is the problem. Billionaires don't have your interests, your family's interests, or mine at heart. They want more power and more money. I've said before, billionaires don't have a party. They act like they may have a political party, but they really don't. Their political party is their billions. It's their bank account. And I think the middle class is about to reap the rewards of some of that. Meaning, tax cuts for the wealthiest, maybe some drippings to the poor here. Us being the poor, by the way, I'm defining poor here as anybody that doesn't have $50 million or more in their checking account, in their investments, in whatever your asset holdings are. That's the rich, rich, rich. There'll be some token tax cuts, but the vast bulk of the tax cuts will go to the very, very extremely wealthy and corporations that don't need the tax cut. I'm not talking about small businesses. And if you think small businesses are taxed too much, hey, we can create a tax code that has all kinds of exemptions for small and growing businesses. Can do that. Jim from Appleton says, why is big media not reporting on this? This is beyond me. The answer is as simple as it is appalling. They are all owned or controlled by billionaires that are salivating over their promised tax cuts, that and their little fear of retribution. Indeed. Some of this is called access journalism. You be nice to the people that you're covering because you want them to give you interviews. That's not journalism. That's propaganda. Not helpful. Going to go to my friend CJ before I bring you on the air. CJ, remember to debate with me, Maggie Dawn. Do not deflect, do not disinform, and do not disrespect. What do you say, CJ, this afternoon, sir? Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you, but different rules for me than your other callers.
No, not at all, CJ. What are you talking? Listen, if you're going to start arguing with me about the three basic rules, we're not getting off to a good start here in 25, but give it a go. Give it a go.
You kept me on hold for over an hour yesterday, refused to take my call.
Okay, that's the deflection rule being applied there. Yeah, CJ, because my show. We all deserve to see in media a variety of opinions and viewpoints. We all deserve to see from journalists, not opinion people, accurate reporting of facts that are essential to understanding the context of current events. This is an abject failure of big media, which can only be explained by what Jim from Appleton just said. Big media is owned and controlled by billionaires. Fail. An absolute fail. We're going to try to do our jobs here at Civic Media to bring you real news and great conversation when we can actually stay on point, my friends. That's part of the deal. When we come back, I'm going to turn the page. We're going to move on. I'm going to talk a little bit about the Jets, the Packers-Bears game, the Lions, and then we're going to get to Beyonce Bowl and why it's such an important political statement in this moment. I'm Maggie Dawn, your friendly lawyer, lady, and economist right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, coming to you from 540 a.m. in southeastern Wisconsin, the WAUK, always available on the Civic Media app. News, weather, and sports are up next. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a moment.
The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.